It's been a tough time for thousands of Vermont tenants. Many renters lost income due to the pandemic. Unpaid bills and missing rent payments have piled up. And when the state's eviction moratorium ends, thousands of people could be at a risk of losing their apartment. That's why Congress allocated billions of dollars to programs to help tenants pay their back rent. In Vermont, a new rental assistance program launched in early April. And as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, it could be a lifeline for struggling Vermonters.
Barrie resident Sarah Bryan was making about $50,000 a year as a manager at a grocery store. She was also helping take care of her mom, who had stopped working and was isolating at home because of the pandemic. That made Bryan nervous about going to work.
Hundreds of customers come in every day where I don't know where they've been. I don't know, you know, what they're doing to protect themselves. And bringing that home to my mom was kind of, it was scary for me.
Bryan, who's 23, decided to quit and find a job where she'd interact with fewer people. First, she worked at a car dealership where she had her own office, but she got laid off. Then she worked at a dentist's office.
I was there for about 6 months and I just wasn't making any money. There was no patients and nobody was coming in.
Bryan now works at a property management company, but her salary is half of what it was a year ago. Her fiance is also making less. He works at a car dealership where his pay is partially tied to how many cars he sells. And over the last year, people weren't buying cars. They've had to start using savings to cover rent for their $1,200 two-bedroom apartment.
It's very, very stressful because, like last week before my fiance got paid, we literally had nothing in our fridge. And the only thing we had was like a microwave dinner, and we shared it.
In April, there wasn't enough money to pay rent.
We are a month behind, and as of right now, there's no way we can pay May.
Bryan is not alone. Nearly 10,000 Vermonters are behind on rent, according to a U.S. Census Bureau survey in late March. State and federal orders halted most evictions during the pandemic, but those orders could soon be lifted. A federal judge in Texas struck down the national ban last week, though it remains in place while the Biden administration appeals the ruling. Vermont's statewide eviction moratorium is also in place, but Governor Phil Scott said Tuesday he doesn't expect the order to last beyond July 4th. Vermont and other states are hoping to avoid a wave of evictions by using millions of federal dollars to cover back rent and future payments.
We've been given $110 million to run this program.
Tyler Moss is program manager at Vermont State Housing Authority, the group running the state's emergency rental assistance program. VSHA administered a separate rental assistance program last year, funded by the first coronavirus relief package. That program awarded about $22.5 million to 7,600 households. But needy tenants may have a harder time getting help from the new relief program. They are required to show that the pandemic hurt their finances and that their housing is at risk. Moss says there are also income restrictions.
This, the emergency rental assistance, requires that the tenant applicant be at or below 80% of area median income.
The documentation required to apply is not the only hurdle. The application is currently only available online, which could discourage people who don't have ready access to the internet. Katrina James at Capstone Community Action in Central Vermont says their clients are struggling to fill out the application.
Not everybody has computer access, and with the pandemic, it makes it more challenging to meet people to give them the assistance that they would really need in a situation like this.
Moss at VSHA says they'll eventually have a paper application. In other states, problems with digital applications have drastically delayed getting rental assistance to people. Texas, during the first month of its program, only processed three payments due to software issues, according to a State House committee report. Moss says VSHA did a soft launch of its online application system last month to make sure there weren't major glitches.
We received a lot of feedback from the community about what worked and what didn't work. So over the past few weeks, we've been developing the application to make it as effective and efficient as possible.
VSHA has received just over 1,500 applications so far. Bryan and Barrie learned about the program through her job at the property management company.
You enter in your household information, you know, how much you make, people who live with you, you know, why you're behind. There's kind of a list of like, you know, did you experience a loss of income, you know, all that stuff.
Bryan says she didn't have any issues with the application. She applied for money to cover 3 months of rent.
I don't even know what I would do if they gave it to us. I think I would just cry and I don't even know. That would release so much weight off our shoulders.
Brian says the uncertainty around how long the eviction moratoriums will last is unsettling. And for now, she's still waiting, anxiously refreshing her email to see if the money has come through. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.